You are holding an event called Awaken Your Healing Power Workshop from 9 till 3 in the Town Hall.
Yes.
And I understand there's a movie involved as well. Can you tell us all the different things that will be happening during this time?
Oh, yes. Like the same other title, Love Heals. Love Heals You. We lost our true love. We don't know how to love ourselves. So through the love, we can heal everything. So we are focused on that with the movie and workshops.
And the workshops, what's happening in the workshops?
This is a body and brain training. So body is brain, same. But we are not connected to body. So through the training, awaken body, awaken brain, so we can control our body, condition, pain. Also through the body, we can control emotion and thought. So you become heal yourself.
So this brain training is a significant part of this.
Yeah, I'm brain trainer qualified.
Yeah.
So, for example, many people holding tension without notice until they die. Also holding emotion, holding trauma. But through the brain, they can be aware and they can control everything, this brain power.
Okay. And so who is invited to come along, or who needs to come along, do you think?
Actually, her name is Francois. She's my one member.
Oh, yeah.
And she joined my online class. And then she's so happy because she felt huge healing. So she wants to introduce this brain education to the regular. So I'll be there.
Ah, so she Francois is the one who invited you down.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so who of all the people in Raglan, who needs to come along, or who should come along?
Everyone who wants to heal themselves, who wants to find the true self and find true love. Everyone who wants.
Right, that is everyone. So, I guess we have a lot of people. I am middle aged, and I know lots of people who have chronic health problems.
Uh-huh.
And I suspect that's a group of people who might need to come along.
Mm-hmm. Very important, you know. Do you know, like, homeostasis in our brain? Our brain can control everything, make a balance. But many people holding tension, and that tension make a pain. That pain make more chronic pain. But through the awaken your brain, they can heal themselves. Like people feel like they have tiger, and they're holding tension. This is a sympathetic nervous system. But they feel, this is a paper tiger, and they can drop everything. This is a parasympathetic nervous system. We are focused on that power of brain.
Yeah, so you're talking about the parasympathetic nervous system, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Now, tell me about your organization. It's called Brain Training and Qigong?
Yeah, this is 42 years ago from Korea. So
from Korea,
we have
yeah.
the Brain Education University, and then in 17 countries around the world, learn brain education. So we are here in New Zealand 10 years ago.
Okay, so you chose to come to New Zealand especially to teach this?
We found a good place for the training.
Yeah.
Now we found New Zealand, because New Zealand is the best place for reconnect to nature, recover to yourself, because it's so beautiful country.
Yeah, yeah. And so you did your training is in Korea?
Yeah, in the world, 17 countries, everywhere, even the school, like society, like studio, and the park, people learn brain education everywhere, because everyone has brain.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, everybody has a brain. Yeah, but how did you learn to do what you did? Is there a school that you learned there, or how does that work?
This is a long story, but I want to share it slowly.
Yeah,
shortly. I have acne in my face for 14 years.
Mm.
I shame because of acne, and then really, you know, but when I felt my acne, it's not me, it's mine. And then I didn't touch my acne. and then it's gone. Because at that time, I know who am I. So, you know, it's healed. Also, 10 years ago, I felt off the horse, during the horse ride, horse riding.
Yeah.
And then three spine broken. And then...
Three breaks in my, your spine?
Yeah. And then my body's numb. And then I was in America, in Arizona. And it was so serious. After MRI picture, the doctor said to me, sorry, you couldn't walk anymore.
Oh, wow.
And then, at the time, I was a master. Because of my, I was a master. I felt my body with my consciousness. And I focused on my pain. And then, because pain is signal. So, from my neck, slowly move my neck, and then recover my pain, and then relax my body slowly, slowly. And I healed my body. It takes 2 days to move my body. Move my body, but still pain. But I heard the cost of the hospital, like a huge one. I was numb, but maybe I should be there on 1 month. But through the brain training, I opened my sense. I moved my body. And then I came out of the hospital. It took 2 days.
Oh.
And then it took 2 years to heal everything.
But so you hospital. So can I check that the hospital said you would be there for a month, but you were there for 2 days?
Yes.
And did you walk out?
Yes, yeah, slowly walk out.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it's my story.
Yeah, that's a nice story. Yeah. And you were already a master at this point?
Yes, because my experience is 20 years, and then I was at 10 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. So how did you become a master?
Simple, you know, I was a civil engineer. Okay. I had in a company, but I met this brain education, my company, as a club. And then I found my true self. And then I changed my job because I want to express, share my experience and my, wisdom.
Mm. So, yeah, there's a lot. You keep talking about finding your true self or knowing yourself. This seems to be important.
Very important.
Yeah, yeah. And is there a particular school of thinking or a philosophy that you work with, or are you combining different things?
It's cool because we are focused on humanity. We lost the value of humanity. We lost the value of the nature. So, because everybody feels there are emotions, there are trauma, there are, you know, problems. But no, human has a huge power. We call miracle brain. You know, so we are focused on recover humanity.
Recovery.
Not learning, uncover humanity.
Recovering our humanity.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yep. And you talk about energy healing?
Yeah, actually, so why is energy, you know, like, actually everything energy, but we lost the feeling of energy. So we call it sixth sense. So fifth sense and sixth sense, this is one of the brain sensations. So through the awakened brain sense, everyone can feel energy. Yes.
So we lost, are you saying, you're talking about the energy being like a sixth sense and we lost the feeling for that?
Exactly, like we lost the consciousness, we lost the feeling of energy. Just uncover the power of the brain.
Mm, and so how do you teach us to reconnect with that? I guess that's what the workshop is for.
Simple, just through the physical body, like a shaking, tapping, just awaken the body. Through the body, everyone can feel energy. So simple. It doesn't take long. Maybe 5 minutes, maybe 1 minute. Really simple. Just people need experience with a guide, like a swimming, with like riding bicycle. Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
You make it sound quite simple.
Yeah, very simple.
Very okay. All right. You talk, and I know I've been looking at your website, and you talk about dynamic meditation. So I'm thinking a lot of people try meditation and they feel like, oh, I'm not very good at it. My mind keeps wandering. Do you have solutions for that?
You know, what's meditation? Meditation means be present. Just be present. Not thinking, not emotion. So, like dynamic meditation, like a dance. Feel your body, move your body, feel your rhythm. It is a meditation.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's what you're calling dynamic meditation.
Yes. And yeah. Then you know, moving meditation, dynamic meditation. So we can use everything. We are focused on three things: movement, feeling, awareness.
Okay. And I had to look Qigong. I had to even look up how to pronounce Qigong because I wasn't sure, even though I've seen the words around. So can you briefly explain that?
Oh, like Qigong is energy movement.
That's how you say it. So I said it wrong as well.
Yeah, like Qigong, Qigong, Qigong is same.
Yeah.
Depends on the country.
Okay.
Yeah.
So can you tell us what that is?
Oh, this is simple. When you feel energy, you can move with energy because energy is the connection between your body and brain. So it's not learning. Just feel energy and move with the body with energy paths. So this is Qigong.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, folks, if you just tuned in, we're talking to Master Sun Yong.
Mm-hmm.
And this Saturday in the Town Hall from 9 till 3, Awaken Your Healing Power Workshop. And
yes.
You've said you're showing a movie to help people learn about this, I guess?
Yeah, about chronic pain. We don't know the meaning of pain. So this is beautiful movie. Many people will surprise to see the movie because pain is a signal. Pain doesn't make tension. Pain doesn't make problem. Just everything from your mind. So the movie, you understand why is your current pain. You understand how to heal yourself.
Yeah.
Beautiful
yeah.
movie, yes.
Yeah, and then after that you have some workshops teaching meditation and that sort of thing.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And that's from 9 till 3. And this is a Koha entry, which is very generous for you to come to Raglan and do this for us.
People want me, I love to go there regularly.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, we're looking forward to having you in Raglan. And thank you very much for your time and for your interview this morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.